Hey, honey bun. You enjoying yourself? I'm gonna get a quick shower and then we can watch some anime afterwards. I'm having a bit of an issue at the moment with my skin. I think because it's so cold and that it's drying out so much, the skin around my thighs has gotten so dry, it feels like it's ready to crack. You want to come into the bathroom with me while I shower? Of course, that's fine with me. You feeling okay today? Don't want to be left alone? Work was tough today. Normally, it is fun and games, but yeah. Some tough customers that can just make your day go from good to downright miserable. You needing some cuddles off me? There. There's plenty more after my shower as well. Let me take these off and I'll begin. I got to train some newbies today. They were super nice. They were actually twins, which I didn't expect at all. I had them shadow me so they could see what needed to be done and what role they have. I like working in the cafe I'm at right now because we don't have areas. Instead, we accept a table and deal with it as the people come in. Makes it so people aren't waiting on one poor server stressed out of their mind. Even though we can take four people at a table in a section, you could have, say, six tables of two people, so maximum dealing with 12 people, right? But then, if you're unlucky and you have six parties of four people, you've got 24, which is harder to juggle. I've told you how it works before, but basically, go up to the table, ask what they would like to eat, then order drinks and any IDs if they're feeling a bit saucy. We sort out the drinks and bring them the cutlery to the table for how many party members. Can't set out the cutlery anymore because of you know what. I hope those days will be long gone soon. Who knows what it'll be like next winter? Wonder if we'll keep the masks. To be honest, I like them because I only have to do my eye makeup in the morning instead of a full face. Saved a pretty little penny with that method. However, the girls, as I like to call them, were super approachable, and do you know how nice it is to have new people that aren't apologizing every 2 seconds? And are confident enough to ask for clarification? Such a breath of fresh air. I've never really officially trained anyone before, but if I have to do it again, I want someone with their mentality. They do a really cute thing where they can finish each other's sentences. With twins, one will always be dominant and the other one will be submissive. So the dominant one is called Heather and the submissive one is called Shell. Heather will start a sentence and almost give up at the end, which Shell fills it in. It's super endearing. Could listen to them ramble all day long. Teaching them how to use the flashcards at the bar was really fun. They're a riot to be around. I can't wait to see what it's like working with them in 2 weeks' time. They said they're starting college next year, so they thought they should get ahead of the game and save as much money as possible. They're pooling their money together to make sure that they get what they want. Isn't that amazing? I love that concept. They look similar, but if you focus, you can pick up on the differences. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a twin? Another version of you that you can trust without a doubt. I feel like I would practically fall in love with my twin. We'd be so cute together. Get our nails and hair done, always hanging out. I guess when it comes to a boyfriend, it would be hard to separate ourselves from each other, though. Not that I wouldn't mind sharing. Your mind is wandering, isn't it? You're so silly. It feels nice to wash after work, feeling all clean again. I know they say that hot water is bad for sensitive skin, but the heat is like a warm embrace. I want it to be so warm it melts my skin off. You don't like it when we shower together because I can handle it much warmer than you. Ironic, since you are the warmer one out of us naturally. Let me jump out now. I think I'm all done. Do you know where the lotion is? I definitely need to moisturize and hopefully it'll get better over time. If I don't see an improvement, I might have to use baby oil. Normally, it doesn't come to that, so it's okay. You want to treat me? Sit down on the bed? Jeez, baby, when you say it like that, I guess I don't mind. There. You do it, and I'll let you feel over them. See how it's all dry? It's not flaking, but it is like the dead skin look, which isn't good. Do you ever get dry skin? I don't think you use moisturizer in general, which I wish you would. It's important to look after your skin every night, even if you use it before bed. It's actually the best time to, at night. It feels nice having your hands on me. So warm. I could go for an after-work nap like this. You always said that you liked my thick thighs, so I'm happy to provide you with a great service. I'm kind of glad the beauty standard has gotten a bit more realistic these days. Before, everyone used to think being as skinny as possible is all that, but now it's all about the badonkadonk. Anything good that I missed when I was away? Or were you being my perfect little house husband as always? You just feeling a bit lonely? Is this filling up your affection meter? Or do we have some much needed snuggles afterwards? I feel like I'm getting pampered by you. My own little private ASMR session. Oh, come on. The lotion sounds so nice and unique. Is this the part where I say I need a full body massage? Because this is actually really soothing on my muscles. On my feet all day long. It does get sore, but it keeps me caked up. My daily step counter is looking like 12,000 steps. I'm so exhausted by the end of it. We also have to clean up after the shift as well. And by that time, we're tired and don't have much energy to talk. I like putting my music on. We all take turns on one song while we clean up. If no one in particular has a preference, we just pick a playlist at random, or we see what's recently released. Sometimes you can come across an absolute bop. Then, if there's nothing good going on, sometimes I'm naughty and change it to a video game soundtrack. I'll tell you this right now. The place is never more cleaner and more sanitized than when the Doom OST comes on, blasting in our ears. It makes you feel like you're ready to take on the world by yourself, with one cola and a baseball bat. Would you be annoyed if I maybe went for a little nap? I didn't sleep as long as I usually do last night. I was up thinking about a lot of stuff. Like how I'm gonna guarantee you have a good life with me. I know, but I can't help thinking about it like that. I want to have a peaceful life with you. I don't need drama or thrills. I need my man and he needs me, huh? The way it's supposed to be. I mean, even now, look at the lengths you're willing to go through to make sure I'm a happy little bean. I think you've earned a treat or two in this lifetime. Maybe we will just have a nice night and watch some YouTube together. I'm sure there'll be some new videos we can pester each other with. Some of my best memories are just you petting me to sleep. I have a little soft spot in my heart for it. Maybe I'll have a nice dream where we have a cute little cottage together by the edge of the woods. It will be a warm summer's day. The windows and doors are open. There's a cool breeze coming through the house. The cat is snoozing in his favorite spot. The dog is outside, soaking up the sun. We're on the couch together, just cuddling, whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears. That's when you know we've made it. I love you.